This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Got another important update for you here on February 25th, Tuesday. Earlier today, the U.S. Senate was given a classified briefing on the coronavirus pandemic by the CDC and the State Department, as well as I think FDA was involved and some other various agencies. Oh, and by the way, this is a pandemic.news update. That's the website where you can hear all these podcasts, pandemic.news. Check it out there. There are no ads on the homepage. It's just links to articles and videos and everything, just content. So you got to ask yourself, why would this briefing be classified? So what is so super secret about all this that the Senate has to have a classified briefing that the public can't hear? So let me lay out a couple of questions for you that you're probably asking yourself. Like, if everything's perfectly okay and under control, like Trump is telling us, then what's super secret about the briefing? Why not just say publicly, everything's awesome. We've got no outbreaks in America, only 35 cases or whatever it is, 53. We, the CDC, we've tested hundreds of thousands of people, which they haven't, by the way, but let's just go with this. And everything's fine. Everything's awesome. We've got this. Why can't we have a public briefing like that? And the answer is because what they're probably telling senators today, and this is my guess, but can't prove it, they're probably saying something more like this. Dear senators, in our classified update, we now have confirmation of over 2,000 confirmed coronavirus infections in California, or in the United States, with the majority of them in California. All right. Now, again, this is a what if, okay? So I'm not trying to pull an Adam Schiff here and put words in Trump's mouth and make up some fake transcript of his phone call. Adam Schiff, the Democrats play those games. I'm telling you a what if, okay? This is an imagined conversation or briefing from, let's say, the CDC to the senators in a classified setting. Now, I shall continue. Dear senators, so we now have over 2,000 infections in America. We do not have a handle on this because we're not testing anybody, which is the case. The CDC is not testing anybody. They're testing an average of 16 people per day. That's about one six, 16 people a day. That's it. That's almost zero compared to the population and the number of people who might be infected, okay? So we're not testing anybody. We don't even have diagnostic testing kits that work. We sent out hundreds of thousands of kits to every state in America on February 5th, and a week later we found out that none of them worked, or at least we don't know which ones worked and which ones failed, making them all pointless, because if you don't know that you can rely on them, then you can't use any of them. All right, continuing with this imaginary conversation, we, the CDC, we have ordered the states to stop testing everyone. I imagine they have, but I can't prove it. So this is still a part of the imagined conversation. We've ordered the states to stop testing. That is why California has tested no one. That's why Oregon and Washington have tested no one, and Hawaii has tested no one. And there's zero testing taking place in Florida and Texas and Arizona and New Mexico, and on and on and on. Every state, New York, you name it. Massachusetts, zero testing. And here's the good part. We are afraid, this is the CDC talking in an imaginary conversation, again, just to be clear. We are afraid that if we actually allow states to test for this, they're going to start reporting thousands of infections. We are giving you this briefing, senators, because frankly, we don't know what the hell to do. If we allow states to test, they're going to start reporting infections, and then all hell is going to break loose in America. Because we, the CDC, we've been lying to the public this entire time. We've been telling them we have no evidence of community outbreaks, when in fact, we have undeniable evidence of community outbreaks. We've been telling people there's nothing to worry about. Well, actually, they have been telling people that they expect community outbreaks. But we've been downplaying everything and trying to prevent people from panicking. Please, senators, tell us what you would like us to do, because we're damned if we do, and we're damned if we don't. And there's no way we can stop this. There's no vaccine. There are no drugs proven to work yet. The American people are mostly immunocompromised. They live on junk food. They take medications that strip their bodies of nutrients. They have weakened immune systems because they take flu shots every year that are a total hoax. And this is going to spread faster in America than it has in Italy, where the number of infections has just exceeded 300. So please, Senator, tell us what to do. That's how I imagine the briefing might have taken place. Now, there's another side to this, which is that all the agencies have decided to lie to the senators and just tell them the same BS they're telling the public. But if that were the case, why would they make this a classified briefing? If you're just going to lie to the senators and say, everything's fine, we have no infections, it's totally under control, we're testing lots of people, it's all negative, nothing to worry about, why would you have to make that classified? You wouldn't, right? You'd make that public. So the very fact that it's classified tells us that they're giving senators very grim news. Grim news indeed. Now, I actually think the grim news goes much further than what I just said. In fact, what I just sort of played out for you there, or performed, was the best case. Here's the worst case briefing, okay? You ready for this one? This is an imaginary briefing, worst case scenario. Dear senators, we, the CDC, have become aware that the United States has been subjected to a coordinated biological terrorism attack using the novel COVID-19 coronavirus as the weapon. We have detected outbreaks in multiple U.S. cities, but we aren't telling the public yet because we don't want them to freak out. We know this is a weaponized strain because it's slightly mutated, and it has resulted in a simultaneous spread in multiple cities, suggesting multiple vectors of origin, i.e., coordinated human weapon attacks. We have no defenses against this, senators. No defenses. This cannot be stopped. The R-naught value of this virus, being about 6.6, as our best guess shows us, means it's going to double about every 2.5 to 3.5 days. In fact, by the time we finish this briefing, there will be another 500 people infected. This cannot be stopped. We only have about 250,000 free hospital beds in America, and almost none of those are biocontainment units. We don't know what to do, senators. We've never been hit with a biological weapon before that came from an American university originally and then was combined with other strains like MERS and SARS and so on in a Chinese virology lab to create the ultimate bioweapon. We don't know what to do. This thing can't be contained, but we're under attack. That's what I imagine is what's actually being said. Because otherwise, why would you need a classified secret, super secret briefing? So I think there's a very good chance right now that we are under attack. And interestingly, of course, I warned about this attack, what, a month ago? 3 weeks ago? Something like that? I said how enemies of America were going to harvest this and incubate it and then distribute it in America. I explained how easy that was and why enemies of America had access to this open source weapon now, because it's floating around in the wild, in Japan and other Asian nations, even in Iran now, and Iraq and even Croatia and Spain and Switzerland and Egypt. It's not hard to harvest this thing. It's not hard to multiply it, not hard to deploy it as a weapon. I think that's what's going on right now, today. Because you see, the Department of Homeland Security is involved in this super secret briefing, which indicates there's a national security issue at play here. Otherwise, again, why would you have them there? So national security, we're under attack. Biological weapons system, the United States has to start thinking about a tactical response. Who attacked us? Exactly. How do you respond to a bioweapons attack when it's using a weapon that originally parts of it came from us? Hmm. That's a conundrum. A lot of tough questions there. And why do we have, as Francis Boyle says, we have a death industry of 13,000 scientists who are paid to build weapons against humanity? And what are we going to do now that one of those weapons is being turned against us? Our own weapon turned against us, with the nation at risk. And so how are things going to work in this nation when we have to start slapping down quarantines on cities like Los Angeles or San Diego or Seattle or Honolulu? How are we going to get food supplies to these people? How is FEMA going to function? What messaging are we going to have to share with the country to keep people calm as bodies start dropping dead and we roll in mobile cremation ovens, you know, China style? We're going to tell people that we're just cremating dead dogs like they did in China. That was a really brilliant excuse. Yeah, it's just for animal corpses, they said. Don't worry, it's not for humans. Nah. Yeah, we got 40 mobile cremation ovens, but there's just a lot of dead dogs around here. Yeah, we got to dispose of them. And you're not supposed to notice that those body bags look kind of human-sized in there. Hey, that one's moving. Are you throwing living humans into these ovens? Because that's one of the rumors. I don't know if it's true, but that's what we've heard. I believe we are probably just days away from some truth leaking out. If they've briefed senators on this, then a certain number of those senators, somebody's going to leak something. I think America, the fact that we are not dealing with this, is going to multiply the number of infected people, perhaps doubling every 3 days, 3.5 days, maybe. And by the time the media starts to tell the truth about this, by the time Trump is briefed on the real story, we may be looking at over 10,000 infections in the United States. In fact, that day is not very far away. And so just remember, the independent media told you the truth first. The health ranger told you the truth first. I love America. I'm a patriot. I'm a Trump supporter. I voted for Trump. I've been attacked and smeared and deplatformed because I support Trump. Trump is being misled on this. Rush Limbaugh is misled, and he is misleading Americans by not being informed about this issue. The senators have been briefed with top secret information involving national security and the coronavirus. Do the math, folks. Connect the dots on this. This is not difficult to see where this is going or what has happened. America has outbreaks. I mean, just to summarize where we are, America has outbreaks of a biological weapon. It cannot be contained in America. The CDC has been covering it up. The media has been lying. The tech giants have been censoring. Radio personalities have been kept uninformed. The president has been kept uninformed. The truth cannot be covered up forever. And when it comes out, the unprepared masses of American people who have been lied to repeatedly by all of these institutions are going to crap themselves. They're going to panic like you've never seen panic before because they've been lied to about a deadly disease that's spreading in America. And when that day comes, will there be any apologies to those of us who told the truth? Of course not. No, of course not. Will there be any retractions for the hit pieces on us? No, of course not. No, the media will just start announcing, oh, yeah, it's here. Everybody knew that. They'll just try to rewrite history. You know, it's the same old manipulation, the controlled narrative over and over again. But you're getting the truth here first because I want you to be safe. I want you to be prepared. We're going to have cities under lockdown in America. We're going to have people running out of supplies in America. We're going to have hospitals with no more antibiotics in America. No more hospital beds. Go home and die is what they'll tell people, just like in Wuhan, China. We're going to have people locked into their buildings. We're going to have medical martial law, probably with gun confiscation. It's coming. Prepare now. Bug out now. Do what you need to do to get ready now, because you won't have a chance later. And I'm not wrong on this. Unless there's a miracle intervention, miracle medicine dropping out of the heavens into your local pharmacy or whatever, your herb shop. Unless there's a miracle intervention, this thing is uncontainable. And every informed epidemiologist understands that because they can do the math. They can follow the evidence. This is a biological weapon system that was designed to evade screening, detection, diagnostics, everything. People are being treated and cured and sent home from hospitals, and then the infection comes back 10 days later. This thing is like a zombie virus. It keeps coming back even after you think you've killed it. Why? Because it's designed to. It's designed to be a weapon system to exterminate humanity. Get it? I can't make you believe anything I'm saying. I can only beg you to think for yourself. Do not be suckered in by the disinformation agents. I mean, look at the facts that are already public. The CDC admits they've only tested 426 people. Maybe today that's up to 442 or something, but it's almost no one. How can they tell you there's no evidence of community outbreaks when they haven't even conducted the testing that would find such evidence? You are being deceived by the CDC. We all are. And as of today, U.S. senators are learning the truth. Some of them are. Let's see what they do with it. Let's see what happens from here forward. It's not going to be pretty. But I thank you for listening and sharing. I read my website, pandemic.news. I will keep you informed until they take me off the air, which probably is a day that's coming very soon. I can imagine the Department of State is just going to seize my domain names, just going to send me an order. National security, you can't talk anymore. When that day comes, you will know what happened. If I go off the air, it's time to bug out because the pandemic is out of control. If I go off the air, it is the worst case scenario. So stay informed.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.